welcome to this episode of Marvelous Mouse Talk. I'm your host, Marcella Zimmerman, and I'm joined today by Jessica Hicks.
Hi.
And Mary Corrin.
Hi.
As always, this podcast is brought to you by MarvelousMouseTravels.com, where we're creating marvelous memories one family at a time. In today's episode, we'll discuss Discovery Cove located in Orlando, Florida. Hi, ladies.
Hi, how's everyone doing? Hi.
So I know it's been a while since you guys have been here, but I do feel like Discovery Cove is one of those topics that not a lot of people talk about whenever they think about the Orlando area. And I think it's one of those places that everybody should visit at least once in their lifetime. So I really wanted to bring this one up today and just kind of, you know, introduce our listeners to Discovery Cove. So does somebody want to tell me what exactly Discovery Cove is?
Absolutely. Discovery Cove is like an all-inclusive paradise. So often when you think of Orlando, you think of theme parks and you think of go, go, go and all of the rides and attractions and everything you can do. But at Discovery Cove, it is peaceful. It is serene. It is so relaxing and calming. And there's animals everywhere and it's lush and it's green and it's beautiful. It's so relaxing.
I feel like this is a place to go on your last day of your vacation. So it kind of rejuvenates you before you go home from the busy week you've had if you've been at all the other parks.
Absolutely. This is like your after vacation retreat where you can just relax, have unlimited food and drink. The kids can have ice cream and snacks. You start the day with this amazing breakfast buffet with eggs and potatoes and bacon and sausage and juice. It's got like yogurt and fruit and pastries before you even go out to see all of the sea life. And then you have unlimited food and drink all day long while you are just relaxing.
Yeah, and the food and drink, they also include some beers and wines for the adults.
Yes, which is nice.
Yeah, we have to think about mom and dad during this adventure too, or just for couples.
Yeah,
great trip to do just for couples.
Yes, and they have Serenity Bay, which is adults only, where they can go and sit in the water. They have their own pool just for adults, which is nice.
Yeah, and then they have just floating around. You can just go sit out and relax, have a drink, even just floating around out in the water. It's really beautiful. The atmosphere and the little waterfalls, very tranquil.
Absolutely.
So do you think this is a one-day experience for people, or could it be a multi-day experience?
I feel like you could do this in multiple days because there are, you know, upgrades that you can do on different days. But, you know, for the all-inclusive part, you know, that I would say would be a one-day thing. And then the other excursion part that you can upgrade to would be another day.
And I think it truly depends on what you're looking to get out of your vacation because it's very relaxing here. So could you do all the inclusive things in one day? You absolutely could, but for all the upgrades, you couldn't. I think it really depends on everything that you're personally trying to do. So it would depend.
So do you want to tell me a little bit about the park, like what it's like and what kind of areas they have in it?
Yes, absolutely. So they have the Grand Reef area, which is really awesome. You can get into the water and that's really cool all in itself. Discovery Cove actually lets you borrow wetsuits. It's completely free of charge. They're baby sizes to 4XL and adult sizes that are free, and kids size minus 4 to size 16 and women sizes 4 to 18, and in vests, they go all the way to 18X. So they have lots of different sizes of wetsuits that you can borrow to go into the water if you wanted to. Then whenever you go in, you can go into the Grand Reef and you can see the stingrays and you can touch them and there's fish in there. They have snorkel gear that you can borrow, which is very nice. The face mask and the mouth gear. And you can swim with the stingrays and see all the tropical fish in this stunning coral reef habitat.
Yeah, the Grand Reef was beautiful. And definitely the snorkel gear to see all the different types of fish and the colors and everything and the coral. I mean, it's very beautiful. A lot of fun to do that.
Yes, they also offer free lockers for you to put all of your stuff in while you're in the water or while you're swimming, which is pretty nice.
And just outside the coral reef, they have chairs and you could sit back and, you know, sun yourself or relax. It's just the whole experience is very relaxing. It's fun.
And at Discovery Cove, they offer free first aid, free diapers, free formula, free milk. They also offer gluten-free food options. The day beds are free. Everything's included in this experience, except for just a couple of upgrades if you choose to do them. But you honestly don't even have to do them to make your day spectacular.
No, and they include all the towels. Like, you don't have to bring anything with you. The towels, the sunblock that's safe for the animals. So all of that is included. You don't really have to bring anything with you.
Yeah, it's really cool. And after we went to the Grand Reef, we went to the Explorer's Aviary where you can feed the birds. And they have so many different species of birds. And they give you these little cups with bird feed in them. And the birds will jump down and jump on your hands and eat out of your hands. And you can see them walking. You can see them all in their natural habitat. They do require that you wash your hands before you go in and when you come out, though. Just for your safety and for the bird's safety. But it's huge. There's like, Mary, what would you say? Like 5 different areas or 4 different areas?
Yeah. There's at least 4 different areas. It was that you can go from one to the other to the other. And you know, for all the different types of birds.
Yeah, that was really cool. And you can watch them like play. It's fun to watch and see all the kids with the birds. And
yeah, and they give you information on a lot of the different birds there. So it's nice to talk about with your family and, you know, try and spot which bird is what when you're in there.
There's specialists in each of the little areas handing out food and telling you about all of the different species. Other cool things about Discovery Cove that is important to know is that they are certified in autism. They also have sand wheelchairs. So if you have somebody in your party that has a disability and needs a wheelchair, they have special wheelchairs available so that they can completely go all around with you. And they have lifts to help them get in and out of the water so they can participate in the fun as well. They also have special strollers so that even children who are still in strollers can go around on the sand and participate in all of the fun. They do offer a swim with the dolphin experience that is an upcharge, but it is really awesome. You have to be at least 6 years old to do it. And if someone isn't able to swim, they offer a shallow swim with the dolphin experience. So just because you're not able to swim, or maybe you're afraid of, you know, the water or anything like that, you still have the ability to do the swim with the dolphin experience. They do ask that you don't wear any jewelry when you're swimming with the dolphins, only wedding bands, because dolphins love jewelry and it's really bad for them. Discovery Cove maxes their capacity for their entire park to no more than 1,000 people because they don't want there to be lines and they want to keep the tranquility of the park. They want to keep it calm. peaceful. They don't want lines for anything.
So I feel like they really are very accommodating to everybody. And say you have an infant or younger people in your party, you could split up going to do some of the upcharge things with the swim with the dolphins or, you know, the shark swim, things like that. It's not like the rest of your family doesn't have anything they can do because it's so accommodating. They also have up close animal encounters, which is beautiful. They have a sloth. I know they have these big parrots. So it's great because you really get to have an up-close encounter with those animals as well. So that was, I thought that was really nice.
Also have many places where they have different types of animals where you can watch them. Like one of my most favorite things that we did when we were there was watch the otters play. So they had like a glass enclosure and they had a bunch of otters and they were playing and I must have watched them for like half an hour because they looked like they were just having the most fun. And they also have like little monkeys and like you were saying, the sloths, and they have flamingos that are just walking around. So it's very tranquil.
And that it was the other thing. You can see the dolphins from the beach. So if you're not doing part of the swim, it's not like you can't see them as well. And they even have another area over by the Grand Reef where you can go around on the side and look down and you can see the sharks and the coral and all the fish. So there's different ways that you can see them. So if someone's not even comfortable getting into the water, they can still get to experience some of that.
Oh, yeah, that was so cool. And you can see all the stingrays from the top and you can see, yeah. It's really cool. You can walk over the bridge and over on the rocks because there's like a waterfall. It's really pretty.
So, and when your day is coming to an end or during the day, if you need a little bit of a break to refresh, they have showers and changing facilities, you know, so even if you want to wash the kids up before they go, you know, into the stroller for a nap or something, you know, you can use those facilities all day long. You know, they're very accommodating with everything that they have to really make the day very easy and enjoyable.
And they have so many different lunch options that is really like 5-star food. My favorite was ceviche. It was really good. They also had a lot of different flatbread pizzas that were really good. They have like chicken tenders and mac and cheese for the kids. They had fruit out, various salads, and like I said earlier, like ice cream and chips and soda, and of course, beer and wine is all included in just the basic package.
Yeah, the options, there were so many different options, it would be difficult not to find something that someone would like, you know, even for the picky person that, you know, doesn't like everything. I feel like there was enough options available that everybody would be happy with it.
That's me. I'm pretty picky and I was able to find stuff that I liked at breakfast and at lunch.
Yeah, I loved the breakfast. It was great.
It was really good. And I liked that they had fresh towels everywhere. So you don't have to like just get the one towel and hold on to it for the day. So if your towel gets damp or dirty, you could get a fresh one. You could exchange it out. Also, they have swim diapers, as I mentioned earlier, formula, milk.
Oh, and I know when you'd mentioned also the wetsuits, I don't remember if we talked about the vests. They have vests that'll accommodate everybody, little kids and up also.
Yes. That was really cool. And they also have someone there to help size you so that you can have assistance, which is nice because we obviously don't do this every day, but they do.
No, the people there were definitely, they really helped out with, you know, with the wetsuits or if you have questions, there's always someone walking around to help, you know, answer any questions anybody has.
And they were so polite. They were so nice. Everybody there.
Yeah.
Yep. And it was so peaceful. You could have just taken a nap right there.
Well, that's the great thing. You really have all day long that to enjoy all these facilities and you can still take time to take a break and just sit back and relax.
Yes. Oh, and parking is free.
And you definitely have to get there when they first open. Get there early, check in, and start to really fully enjoy your day.
Oh, and one thing that I thought was super cute that I really feel that they just, their attention to detail, they truly have just thought of everything. As you're walking out, they have little, like as you're getting closer to the car, they have these little waterfalls that are down by your feet. So as you're out of the sand and you've walked away, you can rinse your feet off, like as you're closer to the car, so you don't track sand into your car. They really have thought of everything here.
Yeah, they did. That was actually fun. Even that last little bit, that was fun.
I know. It was very cute.
Well, thank you, ladies, for coming on and talking about Discovery Cove. But I did want to ask you one last thing before we close. So what piece of advice would you give a first timer that's going to Discovery Cove?
So my biggest thing for that would be you definitely have to get there early because you really want to enjoy the whole day. You want to get started. You know, you have your breakfast and then you go on to just all the different areas of the park. There's so much to see and do. You don't want to miss out on anything. So get there early and just enjoy your whole day.
I actually could not agree more with Mary. I think you should get there early and just enjoy your time there. It's so peaceful. I think that's the best piece of advice. Get there early, enjoy your time, and just relax. And plan it at the end of your vacation so you can come back from your vacation relaxed.
Those are both great pieces of advice. Well, once again, thank you, ladies, for coming on today. And I'd also like to thank you as well for listening to this episode. Please don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. We're one of the first to know when a new episode has been released. If you'd like to get in touch with one of the agents featured on today's show or any other travel advisor with Marvelous Moss Travel to plan your next vacation, please visit our website, www.marvelousmossTravels.com. Also provide a link in the show notes on how to get in touch with one of these agents and also how to reach out to our agency. We hope you have a marvelous week and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.